Welcome to another episode of the Guy Code. I am Renault, sir. Guys, we have reached the end of 2023. It has been quite the eventful year. I hope it has generally been a good year for you. I have learned a couple of lessons this year and I just wanted to share with you guys. First and foremost, this year has had so many sexual assault claims, news stories hitting our headlines. And these allegations have targeted many of the famous celebrities we got to know worldwide. And it got me thinking, what do we do? What should you do? Avoid such a situation whereby you have built a name and a reputation globally, and some of the poor choices you made, allegedly or falsely, they could be true, not true, that matter, but some of it could be true. And how do you get to manage such a situation, and more often than not, prevent such a situation from happening to you when you've built a reputation globally for your talent and such claims come out to completely tarnish and destroy the legacy that you would have otherwise been proud to pass forward to the next generation? Well, I wrote some few notes that I want to share with you guys. Start from the first. Number one, when it comes to sexual assault, first thing I've learned to avoid it is do not deal with women you have a lot of leverage over. Now, for most of us men, when we get to a position of power, they say power corrupts. When you get to a position of power, we want to feel that we are powerful. And what is more powerful than just getting to a point where you want to explore all your sexual options, right? Guys like to conquer. Once you conquer financially, many guys would want to conquer sexually. Whether it's the responsible way of formally going and maybe adding two or three wives, or the irresponsible way of being promiscuous and just engaging a lot of women in a promiscuous manner to feel that you have sexual variety now, since you are at a certain point and certain level in society. This happens to many of us as men when we get to that position of power and wealth. And it's a trap. I'm seeing it is a serious trap, because even though it happens in the moment and it passes and we forget about it, we are seeing 10, 15 years later, it will come back and harm us when we've already built something that is even more prominent than when it started. So do not deal with women you have a lot of leverage over. When you get that point of power and you're dealing with, you have now have access to junior ladies who, you know, maybe you control their pay, maybe you control their career. They are at your beck and call in that professional setting. You want to just get the full leverage and just exploit them sexually. That is a temptation many men have. I have learned to never go down that route, ever. Because it is really coming back to harm a lot of men, right? It is best to deal with a woman who is on the same level as you, equal status, where you both have something of value and no one is exploiting another, especially when she has something of her own that she also takes very seriously and won't want to sabotage it and risk everything to just let it fall and go down the drain a couple of years later. So, number one, really do not go down the road of exploitation of women that would be in your junior when you are at a senior position. Number two, do not deal with clout chasing women who may want to just fabricate a story to get some clout, to get some easy clicks, notoriety, fame, whatever. Most of these women could really be very good looking. However, they have wicked hearts and very malicious intentions. So do not deal with these clout chasers. You know how they look like, their Instagram models, their fan models. Those ladies who just seem like they always want to be the talk of the town at any expense, and they will get to be the talk of the town at your expense and mean nothing to them. Number three, and of course this should always be number one, and actually just the basis, is that always be sexually responsible. Just reiterating number one, a point I mentioned, be sexually responsible. Do not deal in promiscuous behavior. When you get to a position of power, maintain your frame, be respectable, have some morals, and individuals will respect you more when years to come you have a legacy that has a strong foundation and can be looked up to and revered to by the next generation. It's very important. Always have that sexual discipline, because at the moment it might be very enjoyable and you forget about it. Just years later, things come up and everything goes down the drain. Like it falls down like a house of cards. You don't want to experience such a situation. Also, you know, you are an average of the kind of people you surround yourself with. So also do not surround yourself with promiscuous people. People who also want to chase clout. People also want to involve themselves in harmful behaviors. They will drag you down with them even when they don't have much to lose. But you do. You have to be responsible with yourself, with your own choices. If you're not able to convince them to make better decisions, you just have to leave them alone and go with their own decisions as adults and just let them go. So that's what I've learned as far as this year when it comes to all these sexual assault news items that have been in the media flooding our headlines. Number two, I realized through this movie premiere of Barbie, all women want to feel like little girls. All women want to feel like little girls. They want to feel young, they want to feel pretty. They want to feel youthful and radiant. They want to feel like they are the standard of beauty. All of them. And this is why this movie had so much success this year. Because it made women feel like they are desirable. They are youthful. They are playful. And they get to engage their femininity in the innocence and the purity that they've always wished they had. So I've realized that all women want to feel like little girls, want to feel like protected, innocent, youthful, radiant. Very interesting. Even in this day and age of boss babes and independent women, the little girl in them really wants to feel entertained. That's what I learned from that movie. I actually haven't watched it, just the fact that it had so much this year, it's really a lesson in itself. Another thing I learned is during this Israel-Palestine war, I've learned that when engaging with war, I will quote from the book The Art of War by Sun Tzu. He says the enlightened ruler is prudent and a good general is warned against rash action. So, in this fight between Israel and Palestine, we have noticed that one side has been very aggressive, has used excessive force, has come out in saying that they just want to cause the most damage, and it has been evident all over the world that if one side stops attacking, there will be no war. If another side stops attacking, then their side will be completely annihilated. That is one thing we all know and we have all seen around the world. So we already know the sides I'm referring to. And that's one lesson I've learned on the Israel and Palestine war. Also, in my own life, in my own dating life, I have learned that what you focus on grows, whether it's a good quality or a bad quality, right? And I have learned that when you're dealing with people who are particular, would I say red flags or triggers, when that trigger is touched or activated, their emotions will all be invested in that particular moment when it happened, when it was activated, right? Maybe someone's trigger is tone or how communication works, right? You could say something that to you it was a no-brainer, but to them it stuck with them and it completely changed the trajectory of the relationship. What I've realized is that when they focus on that moment grows and becomes even more prominent in that relationship, and whatever happens later on, it will most likely never be the same again. And sometimes you just have to cut your losses and let it go. So it's okay to be in situations whereby you think you're doing everything right, but to them, something triggered or activated, maybe a particular trauma that they have been having and have not dealt with themselves, and now they cannot move on from that moment. And it totally changed how you'll be perceived moving forward. And that's okay. Sometimes you have to cut your losses and move on from the situation. Hope an individual gets to sort out their own biases and traumas in order to have a better, fruitful life. So just some of my lessons I have learned this year, 2023. I'm curious to hear some of yours as we engage more on Twitter at Gecko Kenya, on Telegram, Gecko Channel. I wish you a very happy festive season. Looking forward to the new year 2024. What it has in store for us as we grow to become even better versions of ourselves. And guys, until next time, as usual, we shall talk soon. Bye.
Guy Code with Rena Osoye.